Good afternoon. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Lieutenant Governor of Delhi V.K. Saxena dissolves Delhi Assembly. Chief Minister Atishi submits her resignation. CAG report on AAP government to be tabled in Delhi Assembly's first session, says Prime Minister Narendra Modi. 12 Naxalites killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district. U.S. asks Hamas to release all remaining Israeli hostages immediately. And second ODI of the three-match series between India and England underway at Barabati Stadium in Cuttack. And now the news in detail. Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has dissolved the 7th Legislative Assembly of the National Capital Territory of Delhi with effect from 8th of February. Meanwhile, Delhi Chief Minister Atishi has handed over her resignation to Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena a day after Aam Aadmi Party, AAP, faced a crushing defeat in the Delhi Assembly polls. Atishi, who retained her Kalkaji seat, handed over her resignation to Lieutenant Governor at Rajnivas this morning. Atishi took oath as Chief Minister in September last year, after AAP convener and her predecessor, Arvind Kejriwal, resigned from the post amid corruption allegations against him. Talking to media, Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva said that the BJP will fulfill the promises made to the people and will make Delhi a developed capital.
हमने कल दिल्ली की जनता को धन्यवाद दिया है इसके लिए अब दिल्ली की जनता ने बदलाव के लिए वोट दिया है माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्रीमान नरेंद्र मोदी के नेतृत्व के साथ चलने के लिए वोट दिया है तो अब जो जो हमारे संकल्प पत्र में है उनको पूरा करने के लिए अब काम शुरू करेंगे और कल माननीय प्रधानमंत्री जी ने भी कहा है कि हम सबको अब दिल्ली को विकसित राजधानी बनाने के लिए काम करना है
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured the people of Delhi that the Controller and Auditor General CAG report of AAP government in Delhi will be presented in the first assembly session. This was stated by the Prime Minister while addressing his party supporters at BJP headquarters yesterday after BJP scripted an impressive election victory by winning 48 out of 70 assembly seats.
दिल्ली का जनादेश आ चुका है मैं गारंटी दे रहा हूं पहले विधानसभा सत्र में ही सीएजी की रिपोर्ट सदन में रखी जाएगी भ्रष्टाचार के हर तार की जांच होगी और जिसने भी लूटा है उसको लौटाना पड़ेगा
Notably, the CAG report revealed a significant revenue loss of 2,026 crore rupees due to irregularities in the Delhi government's excise policy. The report's findings stated that there were deviations from the objectives of the policy, a lack of transparency in pricing, and violations in issuing licenses that were not penalized. According to the report, out of the total loss amounting to 2,026 crore rupees to the state exchequer, 890 crore rupees resulted from the government's failure to re-tender the surrendered licenses before the policy period concluded. Additionally, the exemptions granted to the zonal licenses led to a loss of 941 crore rupees. At least 12 Maoists have been killed in an ongoing encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh. Two security personnel have also been killed and two other injured in an exchange of fire. More in this report.
A joint team of security forces was on a search operation in the jungles of National Park in Bijapur district after receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of a large number of Maoists in the area. An intermittent exchange of fire has been going on between the security forces and the Maoists since this morning. Bodies of 12 Maoists have been recovered from the spot so far. Reinforcement has been sent to the area. A large number of arms and ammunition have also been recovered from the spot. The search operation is still going on in the area. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Information and Broadcasting and Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw today inspected the Gorakhpur railway station and reviewed the proposed model of Gorakhpur Junction. Railway officials briefed the minister about the details of the model station. The railway minister also expressed happiness on seeing how beautiful it would look after the proposed work. The design of the station has been made, keeping in mind the culture and heritage of Gorakhpur. He informed that instructions have also been given to officials to prepare a plan for creating a new railway station near the new terminal of the airport.
जो काम शुरुआत किया गया था काम में बहुत तेजी आई है और स्टेशन की डिजाइन अगर आपने देखी है हमारे गोरखपुर के जो हमारी संस्कृति है हमारी विरासत है उस विरासत को ध्यान में रखकर स्टेशन की डिजाइन बनाई गई है.
The 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha, an interactive program initiated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. 36 students from all state and union territory have been selected to interact directly with the Prime Minister. With over 5 crore participation, this year's program exemplifies its status as a Jan Andolan, inspiring collective celebration of learning. Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025 will feature 7 insightful episodes, bringing together renowned personalities from diverse fields to guide students on essential aspects of life and learning. The program will be telecast live on Akashvani, Doordarshan, Swayam, Swayam Prabha, the PMO YouTube channel and the social media channels of the Education and Information and Broadcasting Ministries. Paris is set to become the global hub for AI governance as world leaders, industry pioneers and researchers gather for the two-day AI Action Summit 2025 starting tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will depart for Paris tomorrow to co-chair the summit alongside French President Emmanuel Macron. The event aims to shape global AI policies, ensuring innovation aligns with ethical responsibility. More from our correspondent.
At the Grand Palais in Paris, preparations are in full swing for a crucial global dialogue on AI. Representatives from over 100 countries, along with top researchers, business leaders and civil society members, will discuss AI's impact on governance, economy and fundamental rights. Building on previous AI summits in the UK and South Korea, this event seeks to establish global AI standards and promote responsible AI development. With AI transforming industries worldwide, leaders are focused on balancing innovation with ethical responsibility. As co-chair, India will play a pivotal role emphasizing ethical AI development, accessibility and innovation. As AI continues to reshape the world, this summit is expected to lay the foundation for a more accountable and inclusive AI future. Rajadurai, Akashwani News, Paris.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The 52nd edition of the World Book Fair, which is underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, will culminate today. The 9-day event was inaugurated by President Draupadi Murmu and was organized by the National Book Trust and the India Trade Promotion Organization. Our correspondent reports that the fair brought nearly 2,000 publishers and 1,000 speakers together.
The 52nd chapter of the Mega Book Fair will come to a close today. This year, the fair exhibited under the theme of We the People of India, commemorating 75 years of the Republic of India, with Russia being the focus country. The 9-day event hosted more than 50 countries including France, Argentina, Spain and Colombia, besides bringing together nearly 2,000 publishers and 1,000 speakers. From educational books and novels to biographies and comic books, the fair showcased a plethora of books from different genres. Further, the Mega Book Fair also witnessed several author discussions, book launches, literary sessions, cultural programs, among others. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now, news from Mahakumbh 2025 underway in Prayagraj. The Jal Jeevan Mission Pavilion has been set up at Mahakumbh in Prayagraj to showcase the impact of this mission on rural life. Our correspondent reports that the exhibition is also depicting the change that has happened in the rural area under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the country.
The Jal Jeevan Mission exhibition is showcasing the Bundelkhand's transformation of bringing tap water to every household. Talking to Akashwani News, the visitors praised the Jal Jeevan Mission, saying through this mission, tap water connections have been provided in their villages.
Har ghar nal jal yojana ke tahat Uttar Pradesh sarkar milkar har ek vyakti ke ghar pe nal laga ke jo hai jal ki vyavastha jo bahut acche tarike se jo provide karai, jiske baad jo Bundelkhand mein jal ki samasyaen hua karte the, wo kafi had tak dur hui.
Mujhe yahan aake bada acha laga aur puri jankari hui ki क्या है, हमारी सरकार हमारे लिए क्या कर रही है, हमारी पब्लिक के लिए क्या कर रही है, क्योंकि जल ही जीवन है।
द एग्जीबिशन ऑन जल जीवन मिशन इज हाईलाइटिंग सेवरल इनिशिएटिव सच एज पीएम आवास, ग्राम पंचायत डेवलपमेंट एंड विलेज सोलर एनर्जी एडॉप्शन। अ स्वच्छ सुजल गांव डिजिटल कॉर्नर हैज बीन सेट अप वेयर द विलेजर्स फ्रॉम उत्तर प्रदेश कैन एक्सेस रियल टाइम इन्फॉर्मेशन अबाउट वाटर टैप कनेक्शंस एंड वाटर सप्लाई स्टेटस इन देयर रिस्पेक्टिव विलेजेस। विद दीपेंद्र कुमार, अमन यादव, आकाशवाणी न्यूज प्रयागराज।
The third edition of the Kashi Tamil Sangamam is to be held from the 15th of this month. This year's theme will be Sage Agastyar. The participants will also be experiencing Mahakumbh and a visit to the Ram Mandir at Ayodhya. In connection with this, school students dressed like Sage Agastyar participated in a walkathon at Chennai today. The walkathon was organized by the Central Institute of Classical Tamil and Sastra Deemed University. Students of 4th and 5th standard of various schools participated in the walkathon, which began at the Hindi Prachar Sabha and concluded at Agastyar Ashram Temple. In Jammu and Kashmir, Riasi district has extended the ban on the sale, possession and consumption of liquor and non-vegetarian food in Katra, the base camp for pilgrims visiting Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine, by 2 months. The decision was taken by the subdivisional magistrate under Section 163 Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Samhita. As per the order, the prohibition will also be enforced on the 12-kilometre track from Katra to the Holy Cave on the Trikuta Hill and the adjoining areas. Besides the track, the prohibition would be applicable in villages within a distance of up to 2 kilometers on either sides of the track. The ban also covers 200 meters on both sides of the Katra-Riasi road from Katra to Nordevia, Aghar Jitto and Nordevia markets, within 200 meters on either side of railway station Katra-Sul road and within 100 meters on either side of Panthal-Dumail road. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has asked Hamas to release all the Israeli hostages taken by them immediately. This call came after the return of the three captives who had been held by Hamas for 490 days. In a social media post, Rubio celebrated the release of the three hostages, saying they were finally home in Israel. He emphasized that the U.S. remains firm in demanding the immediate release of all remaining captives. This release is part of a ceasefire deal brokered with the help of Egypt, Qatar and the US. So far, it is the fifth swap under the agreement. In exchange for the three hostages, Israel has begun releasing 183 Palestinian prisoners. In US, a federal judge has blocked Elon Musk's initiative, the Department of Government Efficiency, from accessing personal financial records of millions of Americans stored by the Treasury Department. According to the media reports, US District Judge Paul A. Engelmeyer issued a preliminary injunction ordering Musk and his team to destroy any copies of the records. Lebanon has formed its first full-fledged government since 2022, ending a prolonged deadlock with Nawaf Salam assuming the role of the Prime Minister. President Joseph Aoun confirmed in a statement that he accepted the resignation of the previous caretaker government and signed a decree appointing Prime Minister Salam's new administration. In cricket, England have won the toss and elected to bat first in the second of the three-match ODI series against India in Cuttack. The visitors were 64 for no loss in 8.2 overs when reports last came in. Having won the first ODI in Nagpur by 4 wickets, the hosts were aimed to secure an unassailable lead in the series. Meanwhile, England find themselves in a must-win situation to keep the series alive. In Mumbai Open Tennis Tournament, the Indian-Dutch duo of Prarthana Tombare and Ariane Hartono will take on the Russian pair of Amina Anshba and Elena Predankina in the women's doubles final today at 5 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lieutenant Governor of Delhi V.K. Saxena dissolves Delhi Assembly. Chief Minister Atishi submits her resignation. CAG report on AAP government to be tabled in Delhi Assembly's first session, says Prime Minister Narendra Modi. 31 Naxalites killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Bijapur district. US asks Hamas to release all remaining Israeli hostages immediately. And second ODI of the three-match series between India and England underway at Barabati Stadium in Cuttack. And with that, we end the midday news.